Shmuel Aleph Perek Hey, as we will see in this perek, even though Hashem had allowed the Aram to be captured, as this obviously did not reflect well on Yisrael, even so, Hashem punished the Plishtim, because even in the worst of times, Hashem is with every single Jew. And Pasuk Aleph, who Plishtim Lachu, Eis Aron Elokim, Vayavu, Me'ever Ezer, Ashdoda. The Plishtim, they captured the Aron, and they brought it from Eden Ezer to Ashdoda. Pasuk Beis through Pasuk Hey, the Plishtim had placed the Aron next to their god Dagon. Rashi in the Radak, Ed, Dagon looked like a fish from the waist down. The next morning, Dagon was found face down on the ground. The Plishtim returned Dagon to its original position, and the following day found Dagon with no arms or head. The Plishtim failed to realize this was the hand of God. The Plishtim then sanctified the room of Dagon, never to enter it again. In Pasuk Vav, V'tichved Yad Hashem el Ashdodian V'yasimu V'yach Otam V'tchorim, that the Yad of Hashem strengthened on the Ashdodians, and Hashem struck them with bichorim, hemorrhoids. The Plishtim received hemorrhoids, as this was an embarrassing punishment for them. Rashi, as they were receiving them, as they were relieving themselves, mice would enter their bodies and destroy their intestines. The Rabbeinu Yishai Matriani adds, this punishment gave the punishment Hashem gave the Plishtim was neither keneged neither, or tit for tat, because the Plishtim stared at the Aron, which represents the mysteries of the world. Therefore, the Plishtim were struck in the places that were hidden from them. So in a sense, because they stared at the secrets, their secrets were exposed. And Pasuk Zion through Pasuk Yudbeis, which is the end of the Perek, the Plishtim now decided to pass the Aron along to Gath, then to Ekron. Each place the Aron went, it caused destruction, retribution, and death. Finally, the king of Ekron was unable to withstand the loss of life the Aron was causing. King Ekron now pleaded with the Plishtim to return the Aron to its rightful owner, Klal Yisrael. Thank you very much for listening, and have a wonderful day.